All right, breaking news. We knew this day would come, but YouTube is officially in the crosshairs of Donald Trump. He has spent the past few years targeting news corporation after service after newspaper, making sure that everybody consolidates around him ideologically. I mean, he sued ABC and got $15 million, then he sued Paramount, then he made sure Stephen Colbert was fired and Jimmy Kimmel was pulled off the air. Remember, even before this happened, ABC settled with Trump for $15 million, which only emboldened the bully rather than fighting back. After Jimmy Kimmel was pulled off the air, conservatives said for weeks that Trump had nothing to do with it. We like free speech. We would never attack somebody like that. But what do you know? Then Donald Trump tweeted out, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back." This was after Kimmel was reinstated, obviously. He said, "The White House was told by ABC his show was canceled. He is yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do." Then he invoked the ABC lawsuit by saying, "Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative." That is Donald Trump directly saying he's going to go after Jimmy Kimmel even further, ABC even further, try to make money. And this is the President of the United States, not going through Congress to pass a bill to help the American people. No. Sending dozens and dozens of tweets about petty political grievances. He said Comey's name thousands of times on Truth Social, yet he said the word inflation less than half as many times as Comey's name. But this brings us on to YouTube paying Trump $22 million because they suspended his account after the January 6th riot. This is a fundamental misunderstanding of how the First Amendment works, and let me just break it down broadly. The First Amendment protects you from government censorship. It doesn't give you the right to say whatever you want on a private platform owned by a private company. That's why Elon Musk could ban me if I said some insane death threats on Twitter or whatever. He could. And he would be justified, maybe not always justified, but he would be in his legal right to do so because he owns this private platform. Yet Donald Trump is trying to invoke the First Amendment and muddy the waters when, in fact, he's twisting the arm of YouTube and saying, "I am going to, as the president, continue to hurt you if you don't just settle and make me look decent." And if you're wondering why these companies continue to settle, it's not even because they're in the wrong. All of these companies have very strong cases. They can defend themselves. But here's the reality. As you go into the discovery phase, it begins to become more and more costly. Before you know it, you've spent $90 million on legal fees when you could just settle for $15 million. So they bend the knee out of, you know, capitalistic reasons. We don't want to lose too much money. That's one reason. Number two, it is just more costly PR-wise as well. There are a bunch of reasons why these companies may settle, but this reads, YouTube has agreed to pay Donald Trump $22 million to settle his 2021 lawsuit, which he filed after the company suspended his YouTube account following the January 6th riots, because he was posting election misinformation on YouTube, driving the news. In addition, YouTube will pay $2.5 million to other plaintiffs in the case, like Naomi Wolf and the American Conservative Union. If you're wondering what to do from here, just make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. This is not a time to give up or to cede ground or to leave. This is a time to continue to push to gain ground back. I am going to be doing some insane, amazing debates over the next few weeks and months, and I need you there to help support us and get this word out. So now is not the time to cede ground. Now is the time to visit my Substack, become a member there, visit my YouTube, become a subscriber there, make sure you are a member here, just make sure you're supporting the Adam Mockler feed, and I love you guys. To continue, according to the court filing, Trump's $22 million award will go into a trust to help his White House ballroom renovation. This is the insane piece. Donald Trump is suing people or corporations or, you know, YouTube, Google, ABC, Paramount, suing willy-nilly to try to get funds to renovate the White House ballroom. What in the absolute banana republic authoritarian dictator is going on here? Flashback, Trump has already sued Meta. Trump has already sued X. Trump has already sued Google over their moves to suspend his accounts and their platforms in 2021, alleging their actions were unconstitutional. X described Trump's presence on the platform at the time, which was Twitter, as a, quote, risk of further incitement of violence, which it absolutely was. Reality check. The First Amendment prohibits the government from restricting free speech, but not private companies. Private companies can ban whoever the hell they want. So there's a bigger pattern here. Donald Trump uses his, not only social medias, but he uses his allies in Congress and in his administration. He uses his branch, the executive branch, to relentlessly call out enemies, then go after them. I can go through a bunch of examples. He tweeted out Jimmy Kimmel's name dozens of times. Jimmy Kimmel gets pulled off the air. He tweeted out Comey's name thousands of times. Comey gets indicted. He tweeted out John Bolton's name hundreds of times. John Bolton gets his home raided. Over and over, Donald Trump talks about Google and left-wing agitators and all of this. I mean, let me just show you. Donald Trump once said, quote, when you have a network and all you have are evening shows and all they do is hit Trump, that's all they do, I guess they shouldn't have a license. Take a listen to Donald Trump saying this.
When you have a network and you have evening shows and all they do is hit Trump, that's all they do. If you go back, I guess they haven't had a conservative on in years or something, somebody said. But when you go back and you take a look, all they do is hit Trump. They're licensed. They're not allowed to do that. They're an arm of the Democrat Party. Thank you, everybody.
They are allowed to do whatever they want because we have the First Amendment. It's funny how they wrap themselves in the flag, say they're patriotic, but usher in a new era of fascism. Literally. At the same time, can I just point out, when it comes to January 6th, Donald Trump deserved to get banned on all the platforms because he's still spreading disinformation. He's saying that all of these FBI informants were at January 6th at the Capitol. And this is important because conservatives have been saying this a lot when Kash Patel himself contradicted that. Listen, FBI Director Kash Patel disputed President Trump's claim that undercover bureau agents, including former FBI Director Chris Wray, provoked the J6 attack, saying instead that they were deployed on a crowd control mission that was not instigation whatsoever. This is getting increasingly absurd. Meta and X have both settled their lawsuits. ABC and CBS have both settled lawsuits that legal experts call baseless. So legal experts say that these lawsuits have no base whatsoever, but they're still being settled because these companies don't want to have their arm twisted by the President of the United States. It's literal mafia stuff. I mean, listen to what Brendan Carr from the FCC said. He said, we're going to do this the easy way or the hard way. For these companies, settling lawsuits is often considered less distracting and sometimes less costly than seeing a case all the way to a trial. Redstone Family Foundation Chair Redstone, formerly the chair of Paramount Global, told Axios earlier this month that CBS settling was the right thing to do. Quote, it took up way too much time in the news, which really had an impact on our employees, on our ability to really do other transactions. YouTube has been acquiescing to the Trump admin more broadly, and we are going to continue to fight back. So make sure you're subscribed to the feed. Go click my Instagram and my Substack below, my Facebook. Follow us everywhere, because the fight continues across all platforms. I love you all. Peace out.